been arrived. It's Delta Panther's birth. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Alamosa High School as the Delta Panthers get ready to take on the Mean Moose. I'm Mark Panther, and I'm sure this is going to be an emotional game for the Moose. This is the first game on their home court since the tragic passing of their head coach, Eric Mulgoza. Real quick, classy move by your Panthers. The girls warming up in T-shirts that say hashtag Moose Nation on it to show their support for this Moose team in their time of loss. Alamosa is 6-2 after beating Sanford 45-29 last night. Senior Charlie Hingham leads the team in scoring, averaging 8.7 points a game, while sophomore Emily Melgoza is averaging 6 points a game and 6 rebounds. Not sure she'll be in action here tonight after the loss of her father. The Panthers 2-5 after the tough loss to Centauri last night, 40-33. The girls led throughout most of the game, but Centauri managed to pull away late and pull off the victory. Tatum Miller led the team in scoring last night with 10, while Ellie Ames scored 8 with 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 4 steals. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from girls head coach Kyle Crowder. That's right here on Audio Sports Online.
Local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. You can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weiner is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weiner will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
I'm here with girls head coach Kyle Crowder, and Kyle, I thought last night the girls played well, but game time got away from you guys at the end.
You know, I agree with you. I think that we did play well. Offensively, I felt like we executed and we got the shots we needed. We got to find a way to finish, though. You know, we've got kids taking good looks every single time down the floor. That needs to be converted into points. I mean, I don't know what our overall shooting percentage was, but, I mean, we shoot 5% higher in that game, we win it. So it's not going to take a lot of change, and I don't feel like that we need to approach this game any different than we did. But we just got to go out there, and we just got to be a little bit tough, you know, kind of get some grit and find a way to make that thing go in the basket. And I think we're going to start to have a little more success because we know when we score buckets, we play harder on the defensive end, and that's kind of been a mentality that we've got to start getting that momentum going and then keeping that momentum.
Scoring last night was spread fairly evenly between four girls, but Ellie Ames seemed to be the one to show out a little bit with 8 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 4 steals unofficially. How did you feel she played yesterday?
I thought that was probably the most aggressive I've seen Ellie in 4 years, so really pleased with the effort there. You know, I think that she took more shots than she's probably taken a lot of games, but she still needs to take more. I mean, we got to find ways to get her shots because she is the most talented scorer we have out there. Tatum had a good game scoring-wise. I mean, she kind of went unnoticed because a lot of those were just work buckets. You know, she was just working around the basket and getting an opportunity to finish. You know, but we got to get kids involved all around. You know, we can't rely on two girls to have, you know, the bulk of our points. We got to find three or four other girls that are going to be able to contribute. And, I mean, like I said before, we're getting shots that we need. We just got to get girls that are able to finish those shots.
Yeah, Tatum did lead the team in scoring last night. I think she had 9 or 10 points. And like you said, a lot of those tough buckets, and those are kind of her forte. She's out there fighting for that ball, scrambling and getting those tough shots. Obviously, today's game against Alamosa is going to be an emotional affair. This is their first game on their home court since the passing of their head coach. Emotions can be a benefit, but they can also be a drain on a player. What have you done to prepare the girls for what they could see on the floor today?
You know, we kind of are approaching it that same mentality. You know, we got to go out there and do our job. And this team is probably going to play above and beyond what they maybe normally are. We're trying to anticipate how we're going to stop that. Hopefully, it's going to be, you know, continued effort on the defensive end. You know, we got to lock down and we got to box out a little bit more, find ways to, you know, secure rebounds so that they're not getting second chance opportunities, you know, forcing them to score in a half court set, not giving up fast break opportunities. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do to stop momentum. And like you said, emotional games, momentum plays a huge part of it. And if we can find a way to do that, I mean, I think we're going to have success.
I know you had a professional coaching relationship with Eric Mongoza, and he was obviously a successful coach. What were your thoughts of him as a coach?
You know, he was one of those coaches you didn't really want to see because he always had a plan. He'd make it ugly. He'd make you look not as good as you should be. You know, he liked to play real tough defense and make you make mistakes. You know, and every single year, I felt like that we've had the better team and it's always been close. And in fact, they beat us a couple of times that, you know, we probably shouldn't have. But, you know, that's just a coaching style. He just gets his kids to play hard and you know, it was always a challenge whenever we had to face him.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dow Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Alamosa High School as you get set for girls action here on this fine Saturday afternoon. Both teams finishing warm-ups here. We're about 5 minutes from tip. Once again, the girls, the Delta girls, wearing hashtag Moose Nation t-shirts to show their support for this Alamosa Mean Moose team that has lost their head coach this week, Eric Mongoza. passing away after a tragic accident. And, you know, the girls are carrying on, I believe, in his memory. So a lot of support going toward the way of Alamosa today. We'll take a look at the lineups ahead of this girls' matchup, starting with the Delta Panthers, the non-starters, number 3, sophomore, Paige Kaymeyer, number 4, sophomore, Bailey Wilson, number 15, sophomore, Braden Alberg, and number 23, sophomore, Adri Frazier. I think I said Braden Alberg was a sophomore. She's actually a junior. The starters for Delta, number 2, senior Aubrey Frazier, number 10, senior Ellie Ames, number 11, junior Kylie Huff, number 12, sophomore Taylor Summers, and number 14, junior Tatum Miller. So we'll take a look at the lineup for the Mean Moose now. Starting with the non-starters, number 0, Emily Melgoza, number 14, Morgan Ortega, number 20, Michaela Abeda, number 21, Maya Spangler, number 23, Tabor Whiteman, number 30, Lily Hirsch, and number 32, Jalen Garcia. Starters for the Moose, number 2, Mary Macias, number 5, Miranda Gehringer, number 10, Charlie Hingham, number 12, Brooke Gonzalez, and number 15, Sydney Jackson. So, Delta girls did drop a tough loss last night to Centauri. The girls played tough, as Coach Kyle Crowder mentioned in his interview a little while ago. They, you know, played physical. They played the basketball that Coach wants them to play. And, you know, they held the lead pretty much throughout most of the game, and unfortunately with turnovers allowed the Falcons to kind of pull away at the end there and take the victory. But it was a good game for these girls, very competitive, and they look to stay competitive as they come into this matchup against the Moose. Prior to coming out and warming up, the girls and the boys teams gathered at midcourt to honor their friend and athletic director and coach, Eric Melgoza, and got a standing ovation from the entire crowd here in the gymnasium at the time. So that was very nice to see, and it looks like they're going to continue to honor their coach pregame here. Is, got about 90 seconds left before tip, and it looks like the Mean Moose team is gathering in front of their bench to possibly honor Eric Melgoza one more time here. As they will complete the starting lineups here momentarily. So, this Lee Moose team, a good team as they have been in the past several years. You know, out to a 6-2 start. And give me just a second here. I'll tell you who those two losses came to, so you can get a better idea of what Delta's up against here. So, two losses for the Moose came against Ellicott, which I believe is a smaller team. That was their first game of the season. They lost that one by 6. And then the other loss coming to the larger St. Mary's, they lost to them by 11. So we will pause as we're going to take a moment of silence in memory of Eric Mendoza. So we will remain standing as the colors are being presented. At mid-court, and I believe we'll have the playing of the national anthem. The Alamosa High School JROTC presenting the colors. A very stirring rendition of our national anthem as the JROTC will now take the colors from the court. And kind of a bit of irony here is Delta's head coach Kyle Crowder, a graduate of Alamosa High School, he is being honored by, as he was honored by the PA announcer for Alamosa. And now we get the starting lineup for both teams, starting with Delta. And we'll get ready to get to action here momentarily. So, once again, Delta, getting ready to face a very emotional Mean Moose squad here as they showed quite a bit of emotion during the warm-up. Some of the girls noticeably crying as they took their shots, but some of them still crying, as a matter of fact. So we'll see how they are able to get through this game here today. As I mentioned in the interview with Coach Crowder, you know, it's good to play with some emotion. You know, But in a situation like this, where you played last night, which I'm sure was a very emotional game, as being the first game back after losing their head coach, that, you know, this being the first home game, those emotions can be draining, you know. As anyone who, you know, has emotions, and we all do, knows that it can take something out of you. So we'll see what happens here today as the girls take to the floor. Looks like it's going to be Ellie Ames and number 15, Sydney Jackson, tipping. Ames for Delta Jackson for Alamosa. And Alamosa going to win the tip. It's going to be Brooke Gonzalez bringing it across the time stripe. She gets it over to Gehringer. Gehringer takes an early three-point attempt. Rebound by Taylor Summers. Summers now back the other direction. Gets it to Miller. Miller brings it to the top of the key. Over to Ames. Ames now back to the top of the key as she moves now towards the left elbow. Now it goes to Frazier. Frazier back to Summers. Summers is at the top. Summers gets it over to Kylie Huff. Now they get it to Ames. Ames in the paint. Drops it off to Summers underneath. Shot no good. Rebound Huff. And she fouled as she tries to put it back. So she will go to the line for two. First foul called on Gehringer. Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. First one up, no good off the right iron. So just underway here in Alamosa. Only about 40 seconds expired here as Huff will make her second free throw, and Delta has a one-point advantage. So Alamosa working it around the perimeter now. Macias to Gonzalez. Gonzalez on the left elbow, back to the top of the key, and Gehringer. Now they work around to the left elbow. A shot by Macias is blocked. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta. So Alamosa will maintain possession. So more technical difficulties abound as I'm back with you here. Delta leads 40-33 with 4:34 left in the game. Delta with the basketball, Breezy Huff. Ball fake, now drives, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, picked up by Summers. Putback is good. There's no good. Rebound by Kylie Huff, and her putback is. A lot of contact underneath the basket, no foul being called. Gonzalez goes underneath to Jackson's shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, and this game's getting a little chippy down there. I tell you what, foul going to be called, and Delta will go to the line for two as they're in the double bonus. Like Breezy Huff's going to go to the line. That'll be the fourth foul on number 10 Hingham. Breezy at the free throw line. Free throw is brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. First shot is good. Sidney Jackson checks back in for Alamosa. And Breezy will have her second free throw. She's got 4 points now on the day. Gonzalez will take it up the court for Alamosa. 4 minutes left in the game. Over to Weideman on the right side. Shot is no good for three. Rebound by Gehringer. Put back, no good. Rebound Delta. Breezy trying to dribble. And a foul going to be called. And Breezy will go back to the line for two. That is the fifth foul on Gehringer, and she is fouled out of this contest. So Ortega will come back in. Once again, free throws sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. First one bounces off the back iron, no good. Second one, no good, but Summers with the rebound. Miller, the hop. Tiley. Now we'll dribble. Now gets it over to Ames on the right side, the right elbow. She'll drive now. Runs into a double team and then will travel. Coach Crowder is looking for a touch by saying the ball was touched by Alamosa, but he won't get his way. Alamosa going to take a full timeout, so we'll take a break as well. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports here on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org, Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Alamosa High School. I'm Mark Cantor, Delta with an 11-point advantage, 44-33, 3:32 left in the game. Alamosa will have possession, but will take it at inbound. Gonzalez will bring it up for the Moose. Gonzalez over to Macias. Three ball no good. Ortega comes up with the rebound. They get it back inside to Hingham. Loose ball. Delta comes up with it. Breezy Huff up ahead to Miller. Miller in traffic. Dribbles out of it. Now in the lane. Gets it to Summers. Summers back out to Huff. Huff to Summers. Summers. Huff. It gets out of her hand. And Huff will be called out of bounds as she's trying to chase down the loose ball. I think Kylie took her eyes off of it and let it get by her. Gonzalez, now for Alamosa. Gonzalez to Ortega on the right side. Long-range three ball is airmailed, no good, and this one's out of bounds. So Delta will get the ball back. still full court pressure from Alamosa. Lob pass up ahead to Summers. Summers to Huff. Huff underneath to her sister Breezy. And Breezy's going to go to the line for two. She was fouled on that shot. It'll be the third foul called on the Seas. So Breezy to the line. First shot, no good. Second Modern Appliance Company free throw on the way. Can't get that one to go either. And Summer's going to be called for the over-the-back foul. And looks like Hingham going to go to the line for one and one. Actually, it'll be two as the Moose are now in the double bonus as well. That's Summer's second foul call. Hingham's first shot bounces off the rear iron. No good. The second shot, can't get the roll there either. Kylie with the rebound gets it to Ames. Ames across the mid-stripe, up ahead to Summers. Now to Breezy on the left side, just inside the arc. She'll dribble out of traffic. Picks up the dribble, now back out to Miller. Miller banging around down there. Now they work it into Summers. Excuse me, that's Breezy. She can't get the shot to go. Alamosa tracks down the loose ball. Back on the other end, Alamosa for three, and Macias can't get it to go. Again, Huff, Kylie with the rebound, outlet to Ames, up ahead to Breezy, and whistle blows. Breezy tried to pass it off before she was called for the travel, and it looks like Tatum Miller is down on the other end of the court. Coach Calcutter out there to help her do her feet, and she may have taken a shot to the head. So Bailey Wilson will check back into the game. Delta still with an 11-point advantage, 1:53 left in the game. Gonzalez over to Ortega, back to Gonzalez. Over to Weideman, back into Hingham. Excuse me, that's Jackson. Back out to Ortega now. Ortega, right corner, swarmed by Delta. Ball is poked out of bounds. Macias looking to inbound. Goes to the left corner and Gonzalez. Gonzalez goes baseline, jumps in. That's a travel. Turnover back to Delta, and a little more 90 seconds left. Still some full court pressure from, about half court pressure now from Alamosa. Pass ahead to Breezy. It gets away from Huff, and turnover back to the Moose. Up ahead to Ortega. Ortega, cross court pass to Macias. Runner in the lane, no good. Rebound A. Outlet to Summers. Up ahead to Kylie Huff. Huff to Summers, who is cutting. Dribbles off her foot, but gets the loose ball back. Back to the top of the key at Ames. Ames around to Wilson. Now Breezy in the left corner. To Kylie. Now Summers. Now Ames. Ames, as Summers cuts, can't find the pass, but Ames going to be fouled by Hingham, and that's going to be her fifth. Like Weideman's going to be checking back in for the Moose after Hingham fouls out. Ellie Ames will go to the line for two. 44 seconds left in the game. Ellie drains the first. And can't get the second to go. Loose ball on the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. So with 41 seconds left, Alamosa has possession. 45-33 Delta lead. That's going to be a steal by Summers. Breezy Huff comes up with it. Now Breezy gets by the defender, dribbles in the lane, kicks it out to Summers. Summers. A little ball fake, and then the jumper. Back on the other end. Jackson can't get the shot to go. Delta comes up with the rebound. The 10th rebound of the night for Kylie Huff. As Delta's going to dribble out the clock and take home this hard-fought victory, 47-33. So I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back with the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel & Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility, along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel & Machine with the expertise to get your projects done. Right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. Welcome back here as the Delta Panthers girls have come away with a victory today. Looking at the stat sheet, some pretty even scoring across the board. But Taylor Summers led the way with 10 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks. Tatum Miller had 8 points, an assist, and 2 rebounds. Kylie Huff also had 8 points. She had 10 rebounds and 2 steals. Ellie Ames with 7 points and 5 rebounds. Bailey Wilson, 3 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. Braden Albert had 2 points, a rebound, and a steal. Aubrey Frazier had 4 points, a rebound, and a steal. So, next up for the girls is their home opener against Steamboat Springs next Friday. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m., and I believe Von Mitchell's going to be joining me on the call for that one, so you can hear us streaming right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, final score from Alamosa for the girls, Delta 47, Alamosa 33. Stay tuned. The boys are coming up next after the break. You're going to hear the interview I had with head coach Rob Ames from earlier today. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Gary Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Gary Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let's state this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We'll take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
I'm here with boys head coach Rob Ames, and the boys were really competitive in the first half yesterday, but Centurion came out at halftime and kind of took over the game. The boys continued to battle, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I just thought it was they out-rebounded us, and we started turning the ball over. There was a little stretch there where offensively it just felt like we just kind of went away. We were stuck on 15 for it felt like an eternity. But I was really happy with the first quarter. I would say even the first 10 minutes of the game, I was really happy with the way we were battling with them. But that's a really nice basketball team, and they make shots, and we missed some shots that we like to make. But overall, I was really happy with how we played for four quarters, and those are the kind of games that make you better, even though on paper it doesn't look like that. But we're happy with it. We're glad we played them.
Yeah, I noticed that some of the shots weren't going in from players like Tucker Johnson, you know, shots that normally he would make, almost like there's a lid on the basket, and obviously you just got to keep working, and eventually those shots go in. Brett Lehill had a great game scoring in double digits yesterday. Landon Clay was a distribution machine. I think he had 7 or 8 assists. Do you want to comment on their play last yesterday?
Well, Brett is a spark for us on both sides of the ball. He just plays hard and fast all the time. So he kind of gets us going. And Landon, I would say, is the brain of us. So we got the heartbeat with Brett and the brain with Landon. And he just settles us. He makes the right decisions. And that's why we got the ball in his hand so much. We just trust him. We just actually trust all of those guys. But those two, when they're clicking together, everything works. And we start making some shots, things will start coming together.
I love that analogy, the heart and the brain, and then everybody's got the soul on that team. So, obviously, it's going to be an emotional day here in Alamosa with this being the first home game following the tragic passing of Eric Mulgoza. What have you told the boys in order to prepare them for this game and the emotions they're going to see here today?
How precious any sport is. I think when everything is said and done, that we like to talk about wins and losses, but it's really how you conduct yourself. And Coach Melgozo is a perfect example of that. Just somebody that's for everybody all of the time. And that's the way you want to be remembered, is how you treat people, how you treat the game, and just how you approach life in general. And so that's something that we can take from Coach Melgozo, is to do it the right way all of the time.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowsett Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back as your Delta Panthers boys get ready to take their shot at the Moose. I'm Mark Kanner, and we continue with this emotional day in Alamosa. The Mean Moose are 7-1 after they had handled Sanford last night, 61-42. They're led by junior Brant Jackson, who averages 14.6 a game and 6 rebounds, while seniors Luke Christensen and Darryl Almeida both average double-digit scoring as well. The Panthers played a very competitive first half last night in their 45-32 loss to Centauri, but the Falcons dominated coming out of halftime to separate themselves from our boys. Brett Leho led the way in scoring last night with 14 points, while Easton Bear contributed with 6 points and 4 rebounds, and Lyman Clay had 7 assists. Take a look at the lineups now for both of these teams, starting with your Delta Panthers. The non-starters for today will be number 1, sophomore Shea Hine, number 11, sophomore Jordan Frazier, number 20, junior Lance Porter, and number 22, sophomore Eric Baer. Your starters for Delta will be number 2, junior Rylan Bynum, number 4, junior Brett Leho, number 10, junior Landon Clay, number 15, junior Tucker Johnson, and number 21, the only senior on the varsity squad, Easton Bear. So Delta squad, once again, quite young this year. Several juniors, the one senior, and a couple few sophomores. So, you know, Delta has some of those juniors are returning starters, such as you've got returning starters in Landon Clay and Easton Bear. And, you know, the coach Ames touched on the cerebralness of Landon Clay as a point guard distributing that basketball. Take a look at the lineup for the Mean Moose now. Non-starters, number 2, Jace Quintana. He's a senior. Number 11, junior Zachary Crowther. Number 12, junior Michael Motz. Number 14, junior R.J. Neese. Number 23, junior Kiko Roybal-Olivas. Number 24, junior Parker Gilmore. The starters for the Moose, number 3, junior Brant Jackson. Number 4, senior Jarrell Media. Number 5, senior Cade Jones. Number 10, senior Casey Jones. And number 21, senior Luke Christensen. Once again, the Moose come into this game 7-1. That one loss coming to University in a tournament earlier this season, obviously before the holiday break. Every other game has been a win, and they averaged a little less, it looks like, than 60 points a game. So there'll be a lot of baskets here tonight if Delta's going to want to take away the victory. So we'll wait and see how Delta attacks this Mean Moose squad. The Moose also, you know, the most that's been scored against them is 60 points, but that was by Platte Valley. Generally, you're looking at the opposing score of anywhere to be, it's like in the low 40s generally is what they have held their opponents to. So we'll see what Delta can do here. You know, they had a strong showing in the first half last night against Centauri. If they can build on that, then hopefully it'll be a good game here this afternoon. So Delta wearing their road greens with black numbers, white trim. Alamosa wearing their white jerseys with maroon numbers and maroon trim. We're waiting for the starting lineups to be announced here in Alamosa. And it looks like we're going to do the national anthem again, so we'll take a quick pause. Not sure you folks could hear that or not. I'm not the only one having technical difficulties today. That microphone cutting out just a little bit, causing some feedback, but the anthem singer did a great job just singing on through. So, gotta love that. So, they're gonna announce the starting lineups here in the, for the boys, and we'll get underway. Once again, Delta's starting lineup. Number 2, Rylan Bynum. Number 4, Brett Leho. Number 10, Landon Clay. Number 15, Tucker Johnson. And number 21, Easton Bayer. Again, the starters for Alamosa. Number 3, Grant Jackson. Number 4, Jair Almeida. Number 5, Cade Jones. Number 10, Casey Jones. And number 21, Luke Christensen. If I remember correctly, Cade and Casey Jones are twins. So, I believe fraternal twins and not identical. So, after the customary taking of hands by Delta, which they do before every game, as they enjoy showing their sportsmanship as all the players shake, and Easton Bear will tip against Grant Jackson. And it looks like Alamosa will control the tip. Delta moving left to right, Alamosa right to left. Alamosa with the basketball. Going to be Jones, that's Casey Jones, with the basketball on the right elbow. Guarded by Bear. They get it inside to Jackson. Now they kick it back out to Christensen. Shot no good. Rebound by Bear. Clay brings it up, gets it over to Leho. Back to Bynum, now around. Now back to Bear at the top. Now Clay posts up for three. Shot no good. Rebound by Alamosa. Back the other way now. Christensen drops it off for Casey Jones. They get it inside to Almeida. Now kick it back out in the lane. That's Jackson who misses the layup, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Leho with the ball on the right elbow. Bynum. Now they try to work it around. Tucker J. Top of the key for three. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of the Moose. Delta with possession. Clay in the paint to Bear. He'll be fouled on the shot. So Easton will go to the line. It's 47 left in the first. First free throw rims in and out for Easton. Easton will put Delta on the board with that free throw. Delta with a 1-point advantage. Casey Jones will be fouled by Clay, who's guarding him very closely. That'll be Lando's first. Like Almeida will. And then, though, it's going to be Cade Jones. Goes into the backcourt and Christensen. Christensen will bring it up. Christensen guarded by Bynum. Now they get it over to Almeida. Almeida over to Casey Jones. Now into Jackson on the right elbow. Inside to Almeida. They take it back out. That's going to be Christensen for three, and it's good. So Alamosa now with a 2-point advantage, 3-1. 6:13 left in the first. Bynum brings it across the time stripe. He splits the defenders. Runner off the glass. No good. Rebound Alamosa. Bringing it back. And kicking it out is Christensen. Now back to Almeida in the left corner for three. And quickly 6-1 for Alamosa. Some full court pressure now from Alamosa. And it looks like Clay was fouled on the inbound. That'll be the first foul called on Casey Jones. Bynum to inbound, goes to Clay, and Lando will bring it up. Ahead to Leho. Back to Bynum now. Bear, Clay on the left elbow. And the shot is good by Johnson. Give the assist to Clay. Alamosa back on the other end here, and they're going to have hoop in the horn. Almeida will go to the line after being fouled by Bear. Shot is good. 9-3 Alamosa with 5:25 left in the first. Bynum to Johnson. Bear at the top. Bear dribbles. Now gives it to Clay on the left elbow. Work it over to Tucker. Johnson to Clay. Clay with a little ball. Take back out to Tucker J. Tucker looking to drive. Right to split the defenders. Loses the ball. Clay comes up with a loose ball. Now Vallejo back out to Bynum. Bynum will dribble to his right. Now back left. Now back right. Looking to drive. Going to lose the handle. And it goes out of bounds. No foul called. It looked pretty clean from my vantage point. And Alamosa will have the ball back. Christensen brings it up. Gets it to Casey Jones. Now they work it inside. Now lose the handle. And it hits the newspaper guy right in the leg. Never saw it coming if he was trying to take the picture. Regardless, Delta has the ball back. Clay to bring it across the time stripe. Bear dishes to Bynum. Bynum kicks it out to Clay for three from the right corner. No good. Rebound by Alamosa. Now in transition, Casey Jones dishes to Christensen. Is a little behind him and out of his reach. It'll go out of bounds, and Dalton's got the ball back. Back on the other end now. Again, Delta moving right to left. Bear dishes to Bynum. Bynum looking to drive. Kicks it out to Clay. Clay a head fake. Now gets in the paint. Whistle blows. And I think they said he stepped on the end line. I'm not sure. Might have been a 3-second violation, but regardless, turnover back to Alamosa, who leads 9-3 with 4:07 left in the first. Alamosa around the perimeter. Back out to Casey Jones. Jones to Almeida. Almeida to Casey Jones. They get it in to Jackson. Jackson's shot no good. Rebound by Clay. Up ahead to Leho. Leho to Clay. Clay holding it. Setting something up. Looking for the pick. Nope. Gives it to Bear. Bear dishes to Bynum. Bynum with a little shoulder fake. He'll be fouled. Foul going to be on Christensen. That'll be his second. Eric Bear back on the court, or is on the court for the first time. Actually, the first on Christensen. Inbound goes to Clay. Clay to Leho. Leho spins. Now dribbles. Stops. Long pass to Bynum. Bynum spots up for three on the left side. It's good. Delta within three now. 9-6. Delta gets the steal back on the other end. Long pass up ahead in transition to Bynum. Head fake and a travel going to be called. Delta wanted a foul called, but didn't get it. So a turnover will go back to Alamosa, and Delta will set up on defense. Christensen brings it up. He'll be guarded by Bynum. They work it around the perimeter. Almeida to Cade Jones. Back to Casey. Now inside to Jackson. Back out to Almeida. Baseline. Kicks it out to Jackson. Shot no good. Rebound there. Long pass up ahead. Vallejo, and now a steal by Alamosa, dish to Casey Jones, and a foul going to be called against Bynum, and that'll be Ryland's first. Alamosa will have the ball inbounding underneath their own basket. Inbound goes to Almeida. Shot no good. Rebound Johnson. Play quickly up the court. Stops, pops for three. No good. Rebound Alamosa. Back the other direction. Christensen to Jason Tanna on the right corner. Shot no good. Tucker J comes up with the rebound, then loses it to Jackson, who puts it in the bucket. Third rebound of the game for Tucker J. Bynum has the ball, left elbow. Lob pass to Johnson, who, and Alamosa knocks it out of bounds. Clayton Cryer will spell Tucker J. Leho to Bynum. Bynum, little dribble drive, spins, and the lane shot comes up short. Bynum chases the rebound, tries to save it, and it'll be out of bounds. Alamosa leads 11-6, 1:52 left in the first. Almeida across the time stripe around the perimeter. Now they try to work it in. The steal by Clay. And then they get it up ahead, and Alamosa steals it back. Christensen tries to dump it underneath, and Leho comes up with the steal. Back the other way. Leho now. Left elbow to Bynum. Spots up for three. Good! Delta now within two. Bynum's got eight now in the game. Almeida dishes to Quintana. Quintana. Shoot it inside where Clay comes up with the steal. Lando gets it in the paint to Bear. Bear gets it back out. Now Bynum drives. He'll be fouled as he goes for the shot. And now Ryland to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws. The first foul called on Jackson. Both teams have 14 fouls. 57 seconds left in the first quarter. First one by Bynum is good. Shea Hine and Lance Porter will check in for Delta. Bynum's second free throw has tied the game at 11. Ryland has 10 points. Christensen over to Almeida. Now they kick it around to, looks like Moss, and it's like a travel call, and Delta gets the ball back. Bynum with the basketball. As the pass stolen by Jackson, all alone, slams it home and brings this Alamosa crowd to its feet. 13-11, Mean Moose, less than 30 left. Eric Bear with the ball, dishes to Cryer, and a whistle blows, and maybe a travel call there. I didn't exactly see what the call was, but 20 seconds left. Alamosa's got the ball. Little between-the-leg dribble by Christensen. Hands off to Almeida. Knocked out of bounds by Hine. Long inbound by Alamosa to Christensen. Deep back by the mid-stripe. Guarded by Bynum. Looking for a pick. Nope. Gets it over to Motz for three. No good. Rebound by Porter, who just chins it. And that is how the first quarter ends. Alamosa, after jumping out to a 6-1 lead, now only leads by two, 13-11. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Danner back with you as we start the second quarter. Delta with the possession. Bynum to Cryer. Now Porter, they try to work it inside. Ball gets popped loose. As Delta will maintain possession. Landon Clay checks in for Ryland Bynum. Clay with the basketball. Back to Heim in the right corner. Shot no good for three. Eric Baer trying to go for the rebound called for the over the back. So that'll be Eric's first foul. 15 foul for the Panthers. Alamosa maintains a 13-11 lead. 7:40 left in the half. Driving inside is Casey Jones, and Cade Jones will be fouled as he goes for the shot. So, Cade to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. First one bounces off the front and the back irons, but not in. Second shot is also no good. Rebound by Jackson, who gets the put back. He just jumped higher than the guy boxing him out. 15-11 Alamosa. Clay with the basketball. Over to Baer. Baer in the paint. Spins, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Alamosa. Loose ball picked up by Almeida. Almeida. Passes to Christensen at the top. Christensen back to Almeida on the left side. They work it in to Jackson. Jackson, loose ball and a jump ball called. Possession going to go to Alamosa. Seven minutes left in the half. Lob inbound to Almeida on the left side. Almeida brings it back to the top. Over to Cade Jones, now to Christensen, back out to Cade, now inside to Jackson, kicks it back out to Casey Jones, shot is no good, but he's going to go to the line for two. Fouls in this game being called a lot more readily than they were in the girls' game. Which is probably a good thing. I wouldn't want this game to get too out of control. The first free throw from Jones is good. And the lead for DeMoose. Looks like we've got the starters back in for Delta. Second free throw from Casey Jones is also good. Alamosa leads 17-11. 6:44 left in the game. The half. Vallejo has it stolen by Alamosa. This is Christensen. Christensen puts up a wild shot. Rebound by Johnson. Up ahead to Clay. Clay stops. Now dishes to Vallejo. Vallejo to Clay. Inside to Tucker. Tucker J. Turnaround jumper. No good. And back the other direction. Almeida with the ball on the top of the key for the Moose. Inside to Jackson. Jackson's shot is blocked. Johnson gets the ball. Little Euro step by Leo in the lane. And that's the bucket. Brett's first 2 points of the game. Alamos leads 17-13. Almeida kicks it out to Casey Jones. Back to Cade Jones from the left elbow for three. No good. Rebound to Bynum. Quickly up ahead to Leho. Leho going to go head fake through the foul. He will go to, actually, it's Delta's in the penalty, so I think Delta will just have possession underneath their own basket. .540 left in the half. Alamos leads 17-13. Clay tries to get it to Leho, and they're going to say it went off of the fingertips of an Alamosa player, so Delta will have the inbound in front of the Moose bench. Tucker J spots up from the top of the key and drains a three. Tucker with five, and Delta within one. They get the ball underneath to Gilmore. The shot is good. And it's now a 3-point advantage for the Moose. Clay brings it up. This is to Bynum. Bynum drops it off to Leho. Leho looking to drive as his pocket picked by Christensen. Christensen back the other way. Gets the transition layup. 21-16 Alamosa. 5 minutes left in the half. Clay lobs it. Tries to lob it up to Bear, but Easton, it goes over Easton's head and out of bounds. Christensen will bring it up for the Moose. Guarded by Bynum. To Casey Jones around to Almeida in the right corner. Almeida guarded by Jackson. Now Clay. Now back out to Jones. Casey, long pass to Christian inside. Now back out to Almeida for three. No good. Rebound by Bear. Up ahead to Clay. Clay knocks it down. Gets it back. Now Bear. Bear to Johnson. Johnson driving the lane. Footer's good. Tucker with seven and Delta back within four. Make it three. Casey Jones now bringing it up slowly. Over to Christensen. Christensen to Almeida. Almeida back to Christensen. That looked like a travel, but not call. Christensen to Almeida on the left side. Almeida pivots, now drives. Jumper, no good. Hit ball, rebound, Clay. Clay now dribbles up. Left elbow, stop, pop, three ball, no good. Rebound, Alamosa, and that's going to be an over-the-back foul. So the Moose going to go to the line for 1-1. It's going to be the second foul called on there. Looks like that's going to be Casey Jones to the line for at least one Modern Appliance Company free throw. He drains it. And the second is also good. 3:38 left in the half. Alamosa leads 23-18. Clay. The basketball goes inside to Bear. Bear puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put that good. Easton with 3 points and three rebounds now on the afternoon. Back on defense and Gilmore has the ball for the Moose. Gets it to Casey Jones, drives the lane, jump stop, reverse no good. Rebound by Bear, and he's going to be fouled by Jackson. Substitution for the Mean Moose is R.J. Meese checked in. Clay will have the inbound for the Panthers to buy him back to Clay. He'll be picked up at half court by Christensen. Bynum works it into Johnson. Tucker spins. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound Alamosa. Delta hurrying back on defense as Christian leads through in the lane. Shot. Can't get the runner to go. Rebound Johnson. That pass is picked off by Gilmore. Outlet to Almeida. Rebound going to go to Tucker J. And a tackle by number 14, Meese. That would have been an awesome open field tackle in football and basketball with the foul. So Tucker will go to the line for 1-1. Can't get the roll on the front end, and now Christensen has the ball. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Casey Jones. Jones is going to be fouled by Bynum as he's trying to get the ball, and Jones will go to the line for 1-1. Alamosa leads 23-20 right now. Delta with 19 fouls, and Alamosa with Warlord says 6. It might be 7. Run end is good by Jones. 2:32 left in the half, and substitution is that was Bynum's third foul, and Clayton Cryer will check in. Jones's second shot no good. Rebound by Johnson. Play with the basketball now. Over to Cryer. They work it into Bear. Now Johnson. Jumper no good off the left side from 15 feet. Now transition is Christensen. No, that's Gilmore. Drives the lane and has it. Shot is no good, but he's going to be fouled. This is on Bear. I think that's going to be his third. Regardless, it's going to send Gilmore to the line for 2. That's actually the first foul called on Cryer. Off the back iron, no good. Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. And Tucker J going to have a seat. The younger Bear, Eric, will take the court. First time today that the Bear brothers have been on the court at the same time. Second one by Gilmore is good. 25-20 is the lead by Alamosa. Delta calls a timeout, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you in Alamosa. Delta with the possession after the Alamosa free throws. 2:13 left in the half. 25-20 in favor of Alamosa is the score. Clay brings it up. Passes to Leho on the right side. Leho, one dribble. Now they work it inside to Eric Bear. Turnaround jumper from the baseline. Goes! Got a nice bounce there, and that's Eric's first bucket of the game. Alamosa tries to work it inside. They kick it back out. Almeida to Casey Jones for three on the left elbow. No good. Rebound play. And he quickly takes it back the other direction. Play in the lane. Drops it off to Eric Baird. And it bounces off his chest and out of bounds. They're actually going to say that Alamosa may have gotten a hand on that, and Delta may maintain possession. 97 seconds left in the half. Inbound goes to Easton Bear. Now they go to Clay. Now inside to Cryer. Cryer back out to Easton. Easton from the elbow on the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Leho, and he's slammed into by a loose player, and it looks like they have the team fouls correct now. That'll be the 18th foul for Alamosa and put Delta at the line for 1-1. Delta lands 4. Second foul called on Meade. And shot does not go by Leho, and a sub being made by the Moose, that's Quintana coming back in. It's like Tucker J checks back in for Delta. So some confusion now as to, not sure if it's possession or what the confusion is here. But the official's over at the scorer's table, and still some massive confusion. I'm not sure what the what's going on here. Regardless, there's 1:18 left in the first half. Alamosa holds a 3-point advantage, 25-22. It looked like Alamosa was getting set to inbound after the ball either went out of bounds. I think this actually might be a discussion on how many team fouls there are, because if that's the case, I think the thing is that Alamosa is looking for a 1-1 here after the over-the-back foul and the rebound. So we're waiting for them to sort all that out. And now it says both teams have 8 team fouls, which now Delta's got 10. I think we skipped 9. Wow. There's a lot going on over there at the scorer's table right now, folks. And Coach Rob Ames is over there trying to help. I know Margie Crick's over there trying to help as Delta scorekeeper. The Alamosa scorekeeper's over there trying to get things figured out, so. So right now, it says that Delta has 10 team fouls, and now they just put a bunch of time back on the clock. Delta has 10 team fouls, Alamosa has 8. So I think they've got it figured out. We'll just see what the outcome is here. Something tells me the outcome is going to be Alamosa going to the line for 2 because the Delta's in the double penalty now, according to the scoreboard. So, Casey Jones to the line. Looks like for a couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws. First one is Grain. Second free throw for is coming. It bounces off the front iron and in. 27-22 Alamosa. As Clay up ahead to Johnson, now to Cryer. They dish it to Leho. Leho brings it back to the top. Leho to the right side and Cryer. Cryer inside the Bear, and Bear is going to be fouled. I think that's going to send Eric to the line for 1-1. Tell you what, folks, Eric Bear is a tall drink of water. I would say probably no less than 6'10". He is a tall kid. Front end of this 1-1 is no good, and another foul being called. I think they're going to get Cryer for over the back. It didn't look that way from this vantage point, but that will send the Moose to the line for another couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws. Time will be Jace Quintana going to the line. Quintana rattles that one around and through. Second one, no good. Rebound by Johnson. Up ahead to Clay. Now Cryer. Back to Clay. Now over to Leho. Leho dribbles. Picks it up. Now they work it in to Johnson. Johnson backing his way in. They're going to call him for the charge. So that'll be the first on Tucker J. Christensen will bring it up the court. Now to Casey Jones at the top. Over to Quintana. Quintana to Christensen. Christensen. Crossover. Drops it off to Gilmore. Gilmore to Casey Jones. Jones to Christensen on the left elbow. 37 seconds left. Christensen. Baseline. Kicks it back out to Almeida. Almeida at the top of the key. Over to Casey Jones. Jones. Long pass to Gilmore. Gilmore with a head fake, loses control, dishes it inside to Christian, and it goes in. So Delta now back the other direction quickly. As a bump took place from Christensen, as Clay crossed the midline, and the ball went out of bounds, no foul called. Turnover to Alamosa. Christensen to bring it up for the Moose. 10 seconds left in the half. Christensen looking for a screen, doesn't get one, brings it to the baseline, and they're going to say carry by Christensen with 3.9 seconds left. Like we're going to have a substitution by the Moose. Mott's back into the game. Full court pressure from the Moose. Clay has it. 1, 2, 3. Dribbles midcourt. Puts up the prayer. No good. So at the end of the first half, Alamosa leads 30-22. Coming up at halftime, I'm going to have an interview with girls senior Ellie Ames. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware,
folks. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back. It's halftime here in Alamosa. The Alamosa boys lead our Delta boys 30-22, and I'm joined by girls Lady Panthers. Is that what we call you, a Lady Panther?
Yep, that'll work.
Lady Panther, Ellie Ames. She's senior on the basketball team, and unofficially today she had 7 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. So, you know, we're fairly early in the season. You know, you had the tournaments before the holiday break and kind of knocked the rust off. I know you played volleyball, obviously.
Yep.
So, but you know, being in volleyball shape is different than being in basketball shape.
Oh, yeah.
You know, different sport to sport. So, how do you think the season's going so far with the few games you guys have played?
I think that we started off a little bit slow, but we get better every single game. I think that we've learned from, like, all of our losses, and we're kind of figuring out how to work as a team, which is cool because, I mean, we lost a big part of our team last year, so figuring each other out, figuring out our strengths, our weaknesses, I think it's been good.
And it's a fairly young team.
Yeah,
only seniors. And you experienced this in volleyball. You know, you and I talked, you know, during the volleyball season how you were the only senior on that team, and it's kind of similar here where you're kind of having to take those younger girls under your wing. Talk a little bit about that, okay?
I think that, I mean, as, like, a young player, you make the, like, mental mistakes that you wouldn't usually make as an older player. And for, like, my role personally, I think, is just, like, encouraging those younger girls. Like, you're going to make those mental mistakes as, like, a young athlete. So just have fun, and it'll all work out.
So I'm here with Ellie Ames from the girls' basketball team. And Ellie, how do you feel that your performance has been so far this season? You're, I think, averaging right around 7 or 8 points a game and then 4 or 5 rebounds. How do you think you've been this season so far?
I think I've been doing pretty well this season. I'm kind of figuring out that I'm going to have to step up as that leader, that senior. And, like, execute not only defensively, but offensively as well. So I'm kind of just trying to step up into that senior role, help out my team.
You've been in the program for 4 years. What have you learned from the Delta basketball program, not only about basketball, but about life in general? Because that, you know, sports teach a lot of life lessons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What have you learned?
I would say that I have learned your teammates rely on you a lot in the season and out of the season. I think that I've built, like, a lot of my friendships that will last forever through this program. Just have each other's back, love each other, and it's a lot more than just basketball.
So, you are a senior.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, and you've been in the program for years, what are your favorite memories or one memory if you've got one?
Oh, man.
You know, you'll do this at the end of the season. For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe you can share with us a memory or two here that you've had over the years.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite memory was probably last season. We had a horrible loss at district, and we lost our hosting spot. We were all pretty upset about it. Then we went to the academy, and we won out our region and got to go to state. And I would say that was a big deal for us. So probably my top memory.
Overcoming adversity.
Yep.
That's a great memory.
Yep.
What are your plans after high school?
Well, I am trying to play college volleyball. So I have a couple workouts. We'll see how that goes. Then I want to be an elementary school teacher.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know, my mother was an elementary school teacher for 28 years.
Uh-huh.
Taught kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a lot of respect because obviously
yeah.
a teacher. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of respect there. Ellie, you know, for somebody who's watched you since you were about gay tall and
yeah.
you can't see it on radio, but it's about, you know, 5 hours. Pretty young. And to watch you develop and become not only happy to have the conversation, it's been a real pleasure for me. So
thank you so much.
And good luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Ellie Ames, Delta Girls Basketball. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Champions of Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Halftime here during the boys' game at Alamosa. The Mean Moose lead Delta 30-22. Taking a look at some of the first half stats. Ryland Bynum's led the team in scoring with 10. He's also had a rebound. Tucker Johnson's had a pretty strong performance here in the first half as well. 7 points, 9 rebounds. Easton Bears contributed with 3 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Brett Leho, 2 points, 3 assists, the rebound, and a steal. Eric Bears had a couple of points and a rebound. And Landon Clay, no points yet, but he's had an assist, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. So Delta going to just have to keep doing what they're doing, I think, here in the second half. They've been very competitive against Alamosa. Alamosa, obviously, a really good basketball team. And, you know, Delta's been playing some strong ball here. You know, there have been a couple fouls that haven't been called, but I think for the most part, the officials calling what they see have kept control of the game, hasn't gotten out of control. You know, watching the girls' game earlier, they let them play a lot, and I'm not sure, you know, it can go very quickly from letting them play to losing control of a game if you're an official. So I'm happy to see that the officials have control on this game. So, again, just keep doing what they're doing. Keep shooting the shots they're shooting, you know, and you're down by 8, but you're still in this basketball game. So they need to come out, have a strong third quarter, I think. scoring early here, and I think, you know, it'll help them tremendously. So. We'll get ready to go here as both teams are back at their benches now. And once again, a great interview here at halftime with Kelly Ames. And he's a good kid, folks. Comes from a great family, obviously. Her father, Rob, the head basketball coach here. But I've known the Ames family for many years. Great family. So Delta will have possession to start the second half. Ryland Bynum, the inbound. Starters will be back on the court for both teams. Clay brings it up, calls out the play, waits for it to set up. Now he'll take the three-point shot. No good. Rebound Jackson. So Alamosa going back the other way. Delta moving left to right. Alamosa right to left. Cade Johnson up ahead to Christensen. Now back out to Almeida just inside of the arc. No good. Rebound Alamosa. That's Cade Jones. Kicks it out. Christensen shot, no good, but I think the whistle blew. They're going to call a foul on Delta. It'll be on Delta. We'll see who they call that on. It's going to be the second foul on Clay. Alamosa around the perimeter. Christensen has it at the top of the key. Now over to Casey Jones inside to Jackson. Now they kick it back out. Christensen inside the paint at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper is good. 10-point advantage for Alamosa now. Delta needs to go on a little bit of a run here, I think, if they want to prevent happening from what happened last night. As Bear tries to shoot the shot, and it's knocked away. Bynum outside the arc for three, no good. Rebound by Alamosa up ahead. Casey Jones, reverse layup, no good. Rebound by Leho. And Delta quickly back this other direction. Long pass to Bear. Bear underneath the Johnson shot, no good. Gets the rebound, put back in. So Tucker J continuing his strong performance. 10 rebounds on the day now. Around the perimeter go the Moose. Almeida looks to drive the lane. Reverse layup. No good. He hits the deck. No foul called. Play up ahead to Bear. Now Leho trying to go underneath. It's going to go off of Leho, they say. It looked like Cade Jones touched it, but Rob Ames not going to get his way on this one either. So Alamosa with the loose ball. They pick it back up. Cade Jones kicks it to Christensen for three. No good. Rebound Alamosa. In the paint to a cutting Christensen. No good. Rebound Bynum. Ryland will bring it up. He's on the left elbow. Dishes to Clay. Clay to Johnson for three. No good. This one's going to bounce off of Bear and out of bounds. Easton not able to get his hands around it. So Alamosa will inbound. Almeida will bring it across the time stripe. Almeida working on Bynum. Goes in the paint. Now a dish out to Jackson now from the left corner. Christensen is no good on the three, loose ball. And out of bounds off of Delta, they say. Delta not able to catch a break here. So, Alamosa maintains possession. Inbound goes to Almeida. Almeida on the right elbow drives, kicks it out, loses it, and Delta comes up with it. Johnson to Clay, who is called for traveling. 5:16 left in the third. Alamosa leads 32-24. Inbound to Casey Jones. Has the ball knocked away, and it rolls out of bounds off of Alamosa. So now Delta will have the possession. Clay brings it up. Clay directing traffic, goes to Leho. Leho to Bynum. Bynum around to Johnson. Johnson to Bear at the top. Bear. Clay. Work it into Tucker J. Tucker J from the baseline. Shot's blocked. Picked up by Alamosa. Almeida now trying to go coast to coast. Shot is good. He'll have the hoop and the harm. This one's going to go against Easton. I think it'll be his third foul. Actually, it'll be Easton's fourth, and he'll be spelled by his brother, Eric. The official did not want to let the substitution take place. I think he forgot this was a three-point play. Finally relenting, and Almeida completes the three-point play. Alamosa leads 35-24, 4:46 left in the third. Delta still fighting, though, as Clay goes to Johnson at the top. Fakes the dish, now does dish to Bynum. Bynum looks to drive, goes baseline, kicks it underneath to Eric. Bear, he's fouled. Eric should be going to the line for two as he was fouled by Casey Jones. It'll be Jones' second. Eric drains the first. He'll have another Modern Appliance Company free throw coming his way. And he gets the second as well. So, timeout for Delta. And we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
This is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Report.
Welcome back to Alamosa. Mark Cantor here with you. Eric Bear's free throws were good, so Alamosa has the ball. Casey Jones dishes off to Christensen, back to Jones. Jones goes baseline, and he'll be fouled if he goes for the shot. Eric Bear can't believe it. So that'll send Casey Jones to the line for two. It'll be the 13th foul for Delta. Both teams getting into the bonus in the first half. So Delta well on their way now as Casey Jones hits his first. 4:18 left in the third. 10-point advantage for Alamosa. Jones drains his second. 37-26 now for the Moose. Clay to Bynum. Bynum now dribbles. Gets it into Johnson from just beyond the free throw line, tracks down his own rebound after he missed. Three ball to Bynum. Eric Bear with the rebound. So back the other way, Alamosa. Looking to drive. That's Casey Jones. Runner no good. Rebound, Bear. Right corner to Leho, back to Bynum, now top of the key in Johnson. Johnson with a ball fake, dishes it to Bynum right behind him, now on the left side is Clay. Clay passes to Johnson for three from the top of the key, and it's good. Tucker J with 12 points unofficially now, and Delta within six. They work it inside. Does Alamosa back out to Almeida? Three-pointer no good. Putback is by Casey Jones. 39-31 Alamosa. 3 minutes left in the third. Clay directing traffic, gives it to Eric Baer. Baer dishes to Bynum. Bynum inside the arc. Now dribble drive. Baseline, can't get it to go. Baer with the rebound and a foul called. Oh, they're going to say 3-second violation on Baer. No, I'm sorry, a push on Baer. That'll be Eric's fourth foul. Lance Porter checks into the game. So, looks like Clayton Cryer will check into the game as well. So, both Baer brothers with four fouls now, and we'll have to watch this one from the bench for a little while. I'm sure they'll both make it back into the game at some point. Alamosa, good ball movement inside to Jackson, who converts the easy bucket. Lead back up to 10 for Alamosa now. Clay going to take it himself. Can't get the shot to go, but he's going to go to the line for two. That'll be the second team foul for the Moose, while Delta has four. First free throw is good by Clay. That'll be his first point of the game, and Tucker Johnson checks back into the game. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. And Clay will get his second. Orlando with 2 points on the night now, as Casey Jones takes a lot of steps and scores the bucket. I guess there was a jump stop and a couple of Euro steps, and I don't know what that was about anyway. Regardless, Clay in the lane, shot is no good, but he's going back to the line for two. Lando, possibly the best free throw shooter on this boys squad, will go to the line again. That'll be the first foul called on Almeida. First shot is no good. Yeah, I apologize. I think I probably jinxed him by calling him the best free throw shooter on the team. My bad. Shea Heim will check in for the Panthers as Rylan Bynum will catch a breather. And Clay will get the second shot. 43-34 Alamosa, a little more than 2 minutes left in the third, behind the back dribble by Casey Jones. He kicks it out to Quintana. Shot is no good from the left corner. Loose ball. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Clayton Cryer will check in to the game for Lejo. So Alamosa with the possession and the inbound. They go to Christensen, and Cryer comes up with it up ahead to Heim. Lay-in is good. Jay Heim's first 2 points of the game. Back the other way now for Alamosa. Casey Jones into the right corner, and Christensen, a three ball no good. Going to be tracked down by Cryer. He'll give it to Clay. Clay to Heim. Heim drives. Euro step in the lane, no good. Rebound, Alamosa. Jackson to Casey Jones drives the lane. Tries to go for the fancy finger roll. Instead, he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. It'll be the first foul called on Lance Porter. First free throw from Jones is good. Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. Michael Motch checks back into the game for the Moose. Second free throw is also good. I don't think Jones has missed any free throws tonight. It's 45-36 Alamosa, 1:16 left in the third. Clay brings it up, looks to dribble drive. Baseline off the glass, no good. Rebound, Alamosa. That's Jackson. Up ahead to Christensen. Christensen left elbow. Now he's going to drive the length. Kicks it out to Almeida, who steps back now. Looking to drive, picks up his dribble. Over to Jackson. Jackson drives the lane. Left-handed lay-in is good. He'll have the hoop in the arm. Looks like we're going to have a substitution. It's Quintana. We'll check back into the game for the Moose. Jackson to the line. Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. He'll complete the three-point play. And it's now a 12-point advantage for the Moose. Clay inside the Tucker J. And he'll get the bucket. Johnson with 14 points now. Christensen to Almeida in the left corner. He's going to dribble underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. So this will send Almeida the line for 1-1 as the foul is called on Johnson. Front end is good by Almeida. Delta with 17 fouls and Alamosa with 3. And Almeida gets both of them. It is 50-38 in favor of Alamosa. 30 seconds left in the third. Clay to Heim. Heim to Johnson. Tucker J spins his way in the lane. And Johnson with the bucket. 16 points for Tucker J on the afternoon. Alamosa with the basketball. Long pass to Christensen. Has it poked away. Gets it back from the left elbow. Now he's going to go to Almeida. Almeida drives baseline. Reverse. No good. Oh. Looked like Tucker got all ball on that one. Instead, the foul is called. That'll be his third. And Almeida will drain the first. And he'll get the second. 52-40 Alamosa, 2 seconds left. Clay puts up a prayer. It's nowhere close. So at the end of three, Alamosa leads 52-40. We'll take a break, come back for the final stands. The Delta's not out of this yet. They can go on a run, and they can make this a closer game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done. Right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Fourth quarter time from Alamosa. Mark Cantor here with you. Mean Moose lead 52-40 on your boys. Casey Jones with the ball on the right side. Jones kicks it out to Christensen. Christensen lobs in to Cade Jones. Now underneath to Almeida. The reverse lay-in is in. 54-40 Alamosa. Clay brings it across the time stripe. Clay to Heim. Heim, dribble drive. Back out to Porter, around to Clay. Left side, shot no good. Rebound by Almeida. Almeida, 1-on-3. Now he'll bring it back out to the right side, the right quarter. Kicks it over to Christensen from the left elbow. Drives the lane. Finger roll is buckets. Clay with the basketball. Gives to Hines. Hines. They work it around the perimeter. Sucker J for three. No good. That was an air ball. And this one going to be bounced off of the back of Mott by Cryer and out of bounds. The Delta will maintain possession. Leho subbed back in for the Panthers. Inbounds goes to Johnson. Shot no good off the backboard. Bank wasn't open there. Alamosa comes up with the rebound. Casey Jones looks to drive the lane, loses the handle, picks it up, jumper good. Alamosa increases their lead as Delta is going on a little bit of a drive spell here. 58-40. Alamosa, Bynum, top of the key. They kick it around. Cryer for three is good. Correction, that was Hines who had the three. Casey Jones into Cade in the lane. Now to a cutting Christensen back out to Casey Jones. Now Almeida. Almeida inside the Cade. And he's going to lose the handle. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Now the officials going to get together and talk about it. They're going to change that call. And that might have been the most animated you're ever going to see Rob Ames. Delta works it into Johnson. Now a head fake by Leho. Back out to Clay. Clay into Tucker J. Tucker in the lane. Turns around. He'll be fouled. So, Tucker is hopping on 1 foot to the bench. As he may have suffered a little bit of an injury. There shouldn't be free throws off of this. I don't think Tucker was shooting, but... apparently there are, and it will be brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. So Porter comes in place of Tucker, and he'll have the free throws. He'll clank it off the front iron. And here comes the second. It's good. So that's Lance's first point of the game. As Casey Jones brings it up for Alamosa. Gets it over to Almeida. Long pass will be stolen by Porter. Up ahead to Leho. Leho, 1-on-3, can't get it to go. Leho is going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. So Delta with possession. Clay to inbound with 5.5 left in the game. He's going to go deep to Bynum. Bynum at the top. Now we'll dribble in the lane. Just a little crossover, and he'll miss the layup. Rebound by Alamosa, quickly up ahead to Almeida. 1-on-1, shot no good, putback no good. Rebound by Hines. Hines. Back the other way, stop, pops for three. Oh, he almost got that, no good. And he'll come up with his own rebound. And it'll be thrown out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Alamosa. Leighton Cryer will check into the game. As Heim will have a seat. Bynum with the inbound. Goes to Clay. Clay back by midcourt, now brings it up to Cryer. Cryer to Bynum. Bynum around to Leho on the left elbow. Leho. That's up for three. Shot no good. Rebound Clay. Play goes baseline now up off the glass. Can't get the basket to go, but he is going to go to the line for two. Lando will take a couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws. 4:47 left in the game. Delta down by 14. Clay brings him a little closer with that free throw. And he gets the second. Lando with 5 points on the afternoon. Jones, Almeida. Almeida on the right elbow. They work it into Cade Jones. He'll go off the glass, and he will have the hoop and the harm. So that'll be the third on Clay. So, three-point play complete. Tucker Johnson checks back into the game for Clayton Pryor. And it looks like the starter is back on the court for Delta. 4.5 left. Clay to Bear at the top. Dish to Bynum. Bynum steps back out now. Johnson for three. No good. Rattles in and out. Rebound Jackson. Now Casey Jones. Casey Jones gets it to Almeida, spins in the lane, and they're going to call it travel. Bear went straight up in front of him, and turnover goes to Delta. Clay brings it up to Leho. Right elbow back to Johnson at the top, over to Bynum. Bynum spots up for three. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Jackson, and Delta will maintain possession. Inbound goes to Leho on the left, right side. Back to Bear. Bear now going to drive the lane and can't get it to go off the glass. No foul called, and Alamosa comes up with the rebound. Stacey Jones. Hands it to Almeida, who now drives the lane. They get it underneath to Jackson. Now Cade Jones with it. Goes off the glass with the fancy lay-in. And it's 63-46 Alamosa. Here comes Clay trying to go coast-to-coast. Stops, pops from the free-throw line. No good. And Alamosa comes up with the ball. A little more than 3 minutes left in the game here. Dave Jones over to Almeida. They go underneath. Christensen kicks it back out. That's going to be stolen by Leho. Leho to Bynum. Bynum tries to go underneath to Johnson and has that stolen. Back on the other end. Alamosa gets it to Casey Jones. Jones going to be fouled by Bynum, I believe. So that'll actually be on Leho. It'll be his first. And it'll send Casey Jones to the line for two. His double bonus is where Alamosa's at. These free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. First shot's good. Second shot forthcoming, and it is also good. So that'll extend the lead to 19 for the Moose. Bear has it at the top of the key. Over to Clay for three from the right side. Shot no good. Bear fighting for the rebound, and Leho comes up with it. He'll spot up for three. Shot no good. Back on the other end, Jones trying to go coast to coast after making the rebound, and does. 67-46, Alamosa. 2:10 left in the game. Play to Lejo. Lejo now driving. Loses the handle. Going to go out of bounds off of Lejo. So it looks like we're going to have a timeout called by Delta, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, lots of easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Alamosa High School. Is Alamosa lead 67-46 with 2:04 left in the game. Alamosa with the basketball. Gilmore to Christensen on the right side. Christensen. Long pass back to Gilmore on the left side. They work it in, and that's going to be a steal by Johnson. Johnson bringing it back the other direction behind the back, and they're going to call a charge on Tucker. I'm not sure what they saw, but I didn't see it, so. That was interesting. So Gilmore brings it up. Gets it over to Moss. Moss now, they go back inside. It's going to be Royal Olivas, and the shot is good by Neve. 1:21 left in the game. 69-46 Alamosa. Play. Looks to drive. Tries to go underneath, and they're going to call a foul on Alamosa. Going to go against Gilmore. That'll be his first, and we'll get some wholesale substitutions as the bench comes into the game. Eric Baer, Pryor, Heim, Jordan Frazier also into the game now, as is Lance Porter. Delta, seeing that Pryor goes for the shot, misses, rebound Alamosa. They work it in to Meese. Back out to Quintana. Quintana for three. No good. Rebound by Alamosa. That's going to be Eric Baer's fifth foul, I believe. That is indeed who they call this on. Like they're actually going to call it on Lance Porter, so that'll be his third. First free throw by Roybal Olivas is no good. Michael Moss will check back in for the Mean Moose. 53 seconds left in the game. Substantial lead by Alamosa. Roybal Olivas gets his second, so it'll be 70-46. Long pass to Baer. Baer now looking to drive. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound Alamosa. Roybal Olivas up ahead to Quintana.
And I don't think he... And out of bounds off of Alamosa. Like we're going to have a substitution as Nice checks back into the game. So, Cryer will bring it across that court. They try to work it into Frazier, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. 30 seconds left in the game. Alamosa leads 70-46. Long inbound to Porter on the other side of the court. Now they work it in to Easton Bear. Shot no good. Excuse me, that's Eric Bear. Alamosa comes up with the rebound. Moss goes baseline, has it stolen. As Cryer comes up with it, he'll stop and pop. Clayton Cryer has his first bucket of the game. Moss will bring it across the time stripe as time expires. The Delta played another good half of basketball. That first half, they did a pretty good job and just couldn't put it together in the second half. So Alamosa is going to come up with a 70-48 victory. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the postgame show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We'll take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So another tough loss for the Delta boys to Alamosa. Tucker Johnson led the way today with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Also had an assist and a steal. Rylan Bynum poured in 10 points with 2 rebounds. Landon Clay had 5 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals. Shea Heim had 5 points and 2 rebounds. Eric Bear, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Easton Bear, 3 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Brett Leho, a couple of points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 3 steals. Clayton Cryer, a couple of points, an assist, a rebound, and a steal. Lance Porter had 1 point, 1 rebound, and 1 steal. And, yes, that looks like about it. Of course, all my stats are unofficial. It's just what I can do during the game, so... the boys take on Steamboat next Friday following the girls' game. The tip for that one is scheduled for 7:30, and you can catch my live streaming coverage with Vaughn Mitchell on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score for today's boys' game, Alamosa 70, Delta 48. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on all your sports online. Have a good night.